Welcome to Mindwalk, produced at Upstart Radio for Free Radio Santa Cruz, IndieMedia.org, RadioForAll.net, community and micropower stations worldwide.
And the next time I remembered, I'm on a table. Everybody's gone. The head of bravery under light, scowling, flailing me down. And then some toad stood there, smoking a cigar. Kid, you're no fighter, he told me. And I got up and knocked him over a chair. It was like a scene in a movie. And he stayed there on his big rump and said over and over, Jesus, what's the matter with you? And I got up and dressed. Believe it or not, the tape's still on my hands. And when I got home, I tore the tape off my hands and wrote my first poem. And I've been fighting ever since.
Your cell phone, your wallet, your time, your ideas, no barcode, no party, no ID, no beers, your bank card, your license, your thoughts, your fears, no SIM card, no disco, no photo, not here, your blood, your sweat, your passions, your regrets, your profits, your time off, your fashions, your sex, your pills, your grass, your tits, your ass, your laughs, your balls, we want,
we want your soul.
Your fads, your fears. Give us your address, your shoe size, your ears, your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes, your schedule, your desktop, your details, your life. Show us your children, your photos, your home. Here, take credit, take insurance, take a loan. Get a job, get a pension, get a haircut, get a suit. Play the lottery, play football, play the field, or some toot. We'll show you dream, we'll show you smoke, we'll buy you dreams, throw away your book. We'll sell you crap, we'll charge you debt. Wanna buy big guns,
we'll front up cash. Your soul. We want your soul.
Emotions, your love, your dreams, your checkbook, your essence, your sweat, your screams, your security, your sobriety, your innocence, your society, yourself, your place, your distance, your space.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control again. Here, watch this. Shut up. You are free to do as we tell you. You are free to do as we tell you.
Matters. Here's Britney, here's cola, here's pizza, here's TV, here's some rock, and some roller. Watch commercials, more commercials, watch Jerry, not Oprah. Buy a better life, from the comfort of your sofa. Here's popcorn, here's magazines, here's milkshake, here's blue jeans, here's padded bars, here's armpit wax, here's football shirts, here's baseball caps, here's live talk shows, here's video games, here's cola light, here's tin morning, here's filter tips, here's college lit, here's all night long, here's plastic hips.
We want your soul. We want your soul. We want your soul. We want your soul.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control again. Here's American Gladiators. Watch this. Shut up. Go back to bed, America. Here is American Gladiators. Here is 56 channels of it. Watch these pituary retards bang their fucking skulls together and congratulate you on living in the land of freedom. Here you go, America. You are free to do as we tell you. You are free to do as we tell you.
No facts, no freaks, no skaters, no tweakers, no truth, no scene. Here's popcorn, here's magazines, here's milkshake, here's blue jeans, here's padded bars, here's armpit wax, here's football shirts, here's baseball caps. Here's very, 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 very long infomercials.
After most meals and snacks, plaque pH can fall to levels where extra sugar-free gum starts attacking teeth. These attacks can last up to 2 hours, increasing the risk of damage to extra sugar-free gum. That's when chewing saliva can help. When you chew for 20 minutes, extra sugar-free gum starts attacking teeth. The chewing action produces and distributes extra sugar-free gum, which helps neutralize your tooth enamel within minutes. So in addition to regular chewing action, chew Wrigley's extra sugar-free gum, because chewing helps nature fight extra sugar-free gum.
Any of those wonderful companies that have done so much to inspire us in terms of being confident when we put our money in the stock market. The federal government has not dealt with it in any way. None whatsoever. They can't seem to come up with laws. It's pretty simple. You don't want another Enron? Here's the law. If you have a company and it can't explain in one sentence what it does, it's illegal. The guys who ran this company are the greediest people who've ever lived on the planet. That's a fact. This country has a ton of greedy people. And the greediest of the greedy saw what these guys did and went, wow, that's fucking greedy. I wish I'd thought of that. They just made the numbers up. Fuck, that was simple. I'm so stupid. These people were so greedy that the word greedy doesn't even apply to them. There should be a new word for the level of greed. It should be piggy, 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 fuck piggy, piggy. Imagine this, a father and two sons run a company called Adelphia. And they take from the company $1 billion. Three people took $1 billion. Three people took $1 billion. Three took $1 billion. What were they gonna do? Start their own space program? That's right, Dad, we can launch our own animals. They took $13 million of company money and used it to build a golf course in their own backyard. I'm just amazed that the people who worked for that company and knew that they did that didn't rise as one and slay them. I have never understood why the people of France chopped off Marie Antoinette's head. Now I fucking get it! Dennis Kozlowski runs Tyco. He takes from the company $463 million because he had a lot of shit to buy. I'd like 5 tons of toothpaste. He took $16,000 of his money and used it to buy an umbrella stand. I will repeat that. He bought a $16,000 umbrella stand. The mind reels. Because many of us have an umbrella stand, and we call it a bathtub. My parents bought a $16,000 used car. You could put a lot of umbrellas in there. When you spend $16,000 on an umbrella stand, it's got to be made out of something very special in order to compel you to think, God, I can't live without that. I think it was probably made out of Martha Stewart's vagina. What, is some of you shocked? You're shocked because you didn't know she had one. How did she make her money? That's, you know, I really wonder. Actually, when I get up to heaven and God's there just before he says to me, what the fuck are you doing here? That's the question I'm going to ask. Where the fuck did Martha Stewart get her goddamn money, God? And he'll say, just get the fuck out of my face. Because it doesn't make any sense to me. Who watches her show? What woman in her right goddamn mind watches that show? What level of self-loathing does a woman have to be at to watch Martha Stewart? To watch a woman do something in a half hour that you could have the whole year to do and you wouldn't even fucking come close. And in the middle of it, you'd be going, why the fuck am I doing this? Men don't watch it because there's nothing to scratch your balls to. And gay people don't watch it because it's beyond gay. It's in a realm gayer than gay. It has a gayosity that is beyond gayness. Even the gays are going, she's out of control. I think the bitch needs medication. You watch that show and she comes on, today, I'm going to macrame a fetus. And at the end of the show, there's an infant crawling around on the kitchen floor with a Civil War uniform she knitted, and she baked a cherry pie. Dennis Kozlowski also spent $6,000 on a shower curtain. That's right, he bought a $6,000 shower curtain. Why would you spend that much money on a bathroom? It's a bathroom. You're not going to change a bathroom. It's where you shit, you idiot. You can have a gold toilet. You're still going to take a dump in it. These guys should do hard time for what they did. And they should, and they won't. Our president said that they should do at least 10 years in prison. And our president is not in touch with reality. He's not, because it's not enough time. It really does show a lack of respect for the people who were fucked. It really does. 10 years? Fuck you. These people committed crimes, and we don't even know the level of damage that they did. And they're not going to do, they're not going to even do 10 years. Chances are most of them will get off. They won't have to do anywhere near the kind of punishment they deserve. So I say, fuck the legal system. You know what you do? Send them to the nut house. We don't need a judge or a jury. All you need is a 9-year-old with common sense. You say, hey, 3 people took $1 billion. What do you think? And the kid would go, that's fucking nuts! These people should be forced for 20 years to sit next to somebody who's crocheting something that isn't there. I was trying to think what I would do with $463 million. That's a lot of money. What these guys did with the money really showed no creativity whatsoever. A lot of what occurred was mostly these guys were trying to one-up each other. And so they bought houses, second and third homes that they decorated and didn't live in, but they got a tax write-off for it. And I'd have a joke about that, but it makes me too fucking angry. They bought cars, more cars than a family needs. They bought objects of art they didn't even look at. They bought things. They just acquired. Because many, many people in this country, for reasons that escape me, still believe that he who has the most things, when he dies, wins. Well, you're dead, fucknut. So, you didn't win. See, if you have that kind of money, I think the way you one-up people is by being creative. And what I would do with that kind of money is I would use that cash to hire a young woman in her early 20s. I'd pay her a great salary, she'd have a tremendous pension, and the best health benefits money could buy. And she would be my personal ball washer. Now, I can sense some of you in the audience pulling away from me. And I have to say that upsets me because I came a long way just to share my dream with you. Is it too much to ask to have someone walking in front of me, scrubbing and rinsing, scrubbing and rinsing, scrubbing and rinsing, scrubbing and rinsing, rinse, rinse, scrub, scrub, rinse, rinse, scrub, scrub? Because I am an important CEO and my nuts should be clean. And then the other CEOs would gather. And they go, who's that? And they go, who is that? That is my personal ball wash. What did you guys buy? Another car?
After this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
The reason for this hearing is not to promote any legislation. Indeed, I don't know of any suggestion that any legislation be passed. But to simply provide a forum for airing the issue itself, for ventilating the issue, for bringing it out in the public domain. Senator Hollings?
I've had the opportunity to attend a showing, you might say, a presentation of this porn rock, as they call it, in the test of pornography. One of the things to look at is that it does not have any redeeming social value. They could be an exception here because having attended that presentation, the redeeming social value, I find that it's inaudible. I have a hard time understanding it. And Paul, since I traveled the country for 3 years and they said they couldn't understand me, maybe I could make a good rock star. I don't know. But in all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. So I'll be looking from this senator's standpoint, not just to bring pressures, but to try to see if there is some constitutional provisions, a tax, or approach that can be used on the Congress to limit this outrageous filth.
Senator Tribble.
Rape, incest, it's outrageous filth.
The effects of such filth, like sandpaper towels, may not be adequate.
The emotional damage is more
disgusting. Fire, chains, and
it's outrageous.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
must be the end of the world. All the people turning into pigs and ponies. I can't let it happen to me.
What is the reason for these hearings and from the Congress?
Well.
Sex. Thank you. I think that statement sells the story of this committee.
What is the reason for these hearings and from the Congress?
Well.
I'd be interested to see what toys your kids ever had.
Why would you be interested?
Just as a point of interest in this.
Well, come on over to the house. I'll show them to you.
If I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Thank you very much, Mr. Zappa. You understand that the previous witnesses were not asking for legislation, and I don't know, I can't speak for Senator Hollings, but I think that the prevailing view here is that nobody's asking for legislation. The question is just focusing on what a lot of people perceive to be a problem, and you've indicated that you at least understand that there is another point of view. Senator Gore.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I found your statement very interesting. And let me say, although I disagree with some of the statements that you make and have made on other occasions, I have been a fan of your music, believe it or not. And I respect you as a true original and a tremendously talented musician.
Wait a minute.
Maybe I could make a good rock star, I don't know.
Climber, daddy.
Maybe I could make a good rock star, I don't know.
Climber, daddy.
Maybe I could make a good rock star, I don't know.
Climber, daddy.
They don't even understand their own music. Of course, nobody does, but...
They don't even know what they're doing.
No.
I've seen them a couple times.
Did you see their uniforms?
Unbelievable.
Which ones? The red ones?
All those rhinestones over their wings and things like that.
Do you know what
the gold lame hoof covers? Unbelievable.
Gonna drive my love inside you. Gonna drive my love inside you. Gonna drive my love inside you.
It's outrageous, Phil. It's outrageous, Phil.
Come with daddy. Come with daddy,
Phil.
Come with daddy.
Come with daddy.
And I think your suggestion is a good one, to deplete those words. That would go a long way to satisfying everyone's objections. I think.
All we have to do is find out how it's going to be paid for.
Pyromania. No question. Burn the building. Burn.
Hearing. Censorship.
If I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Constrictions of free speech. Willy nilly over the hill.
This issue is too hot not to cool down.
Well, I'll be looking. This senator's standpoint, not just to bring pressure, but to try to see if there is some constitutional provision to tackle or approach.
force that can be used on the Congress to limit this outrageous filth.
Yeah!
We'll get back to the wimp and his low-budget conception of personal freedom in just a moment. But first, welcome to What the Fuck Gwine On Here? A celebration of the American way of life. I see some of y'all be frowning, cause maybe you think what I's telling you is a lie. Am I right? Let's just have a test. How many of you nice folk think I knows what I's talking about? Raise your hand up. Uh-huh. And how many think my potato been baking too long? Raise your miserable hand up. Uh-huh. Now, how many of you folks is convinced the government be totally unconcerned with the proliferation of undesirable tenants in the condominium or life? And how many folks believe they number won't come up next time the breeze blow from the easterly direction? Let's face it, people, ugly as I might be, I am your future. Ain't that right, Sister Abdullah? Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's right.
Senator Gordon.
Mr. Tapa, I am astounded at the courtesy and soft-voiced nature of the comments of my friend, the senator from Tennessee. I can only say that I found your statement to be boorish, incredibly and insensitively insulting to the people who were here previously. That you could manage to give the First Amendment, the Constitution of the United States, a bad name if I felt that you had the slightest understanding of it, which I do not. You don't have the slightest understanding of the difference between government action and private action. And you have certainly destroyed any case you might otherwise have had with this senator. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is this private action?
I don't think this is our institution.
A voluntary labeling is not.
Bend up and smell my anal vapor.
This has been Mind Walk, an Upstart Radio production for nonprofit use.